This is Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR. Welcome to our China in New York Festival. This week on the station, we're welcoming the Year of the Dragon with a look at how Chinese-born artists are helping to shape the future of classical music in New York and around the world. I'm David Garland, and as part of our China in New York Festival here on WQXR, I'm speaking tonight with Maestro Long Yu. He's the Artistic Director and Chief Conductor of the China Philharmonic, Music Director of the Shanghai and Guangzhou Symphony Orchestras, and Artistic Director of the Beijing Music Festival. According to the New York Times, in his cultural stature, Long Yu is China's Herbert von Karajan. It's an honor to have you with us.
Thank you very much. And of course, it's a big honor talking about Karajan. Karajan, for me, is a very important man in my life, and I took him as my idol. I mean, like, it's a very important person, not only what he did for the, you know, our music history, and also how he arranged, I mean, this orchestra. It's important for me, I mean, later to establish the China Philharmonic Orchestra and the Beijing Music Festival as well.
Well, you've been in New York this week as a guest conductor with the New York Philharmonic. We broadcast that concert here on WQXR this past Tuesday. When did you begin playing music?
Well, this is very hard to say. I really don't remember exactly, because it's quite complicated by my childhood. I mean, because as you can see that's from my age. I grew up during the Cultural Revolution.
Yes, you were born in 1964.
And I don't remember exactly the time, because that was a very quite difficult time. Quite difficult. And then we move a lot. I mean, different cities from Beijing, Shanghai, Beijing. I mean, so I don't remember exactly the age. I guess I'm around six, age six, I start to play the piano. So we didn't play much classical music by that time, because we're not allowed to play. My grandfather, he was a composer, so he rearranged some folk song for me to practice on the piano.
Was your grandfather a composer of symphonic music?
Oh, yeah, sure. My grandfather, I mean, it's very interesting if I may talk a little bit about him. I mean, he's one of the most famous composers in China, and he was the very famous educator in China.
What was his name?
Ding Shande. He studied in Paris before the revolution. He created for the music life for China. He founded the Shanghai Spring Festival. He was the vice president of the Shanghai Conservatorium, and he educated a lot of composers from China.
And he was an influence on your musical education.
Yeah, he also, I mean, he has a lot of composition, very, very popular in China, and it's really important. But of course, he got a very difficult time during the Cultural Revolution, because his background, I mean, studied in Western before. And then, of course, he stayed at home, has nothing to do, and of course, I'm the only project he can do. So then, of course, I mean, he tried to rearrange it a lot, I mean, like folk song. That's the only thing we can allow to play, and some. Basically, we're not allowed to play any classical music like Beethoven, Mozart, or whatever. I mean, those kind of things. So,
were you able to sort of close all the doors and windows and play a little Bach?
Not that bad. Just only, I mean, people are quite careful during that period. When I was in age 15, the first time Isaac Stern came to China, suddenly, I mean, like, open a window for me and see, wow, I mean, this is such beautiful music. Because that was 2 or 3 years after Cultural Revolution.
Hmm. And you were ignorant of that, of the Western classical music tradition, or it was just kept very much to the side?
My grandfather tried to educate me during that period. I mean, tell me a lot about, I mean, like, music history, and tell me something. So he played a little piece of the Mozart Turkish March or something like that to cheer me up.
Thank you.
And after hearing Isaac Stern and choosing in this more aggressive way to become a musician, did you want to become a conductor at that point, or were you more concentrating on the piano?
Well, to be frankly speaking, I didn't choose to become a conductor. Also, I took my grandfather's advice. So my grandfather suggested to me, says, maybe you should try, to be a conductor, because, I think my grandfather see my, talents on my other sides. He suggests me, in China, we don't have many, this kind of conductors, by that time. So he says, why, if you want to start that, why not try that? And obviously, he didn't believe I could become a pianist like Lang Lang. So I think he made a very wise choice. Really thank him very much. Made my life, like today.
Well, you've become a very accomplished conductor. I'm speaking with Long Yu here on WQXR. I'm David Garland. And what, was there a specific piece of music that you heard, perhaps when Isaac Stern performed, that was most important to you in your decision to become a musician?
Not that. I have to say honestly that it's not specific music can made me, make decision on become a musician or something. It's quite a lot of music, during that time I listened after. Very impressionist when I first time hear what he play is, I still remember, is Beethoven Violin Sonata number 5.
Beethoven Violin Sonata number 5.
It's just after Cultural Revolution. When suddenly you listen to music, like it's so pure, so calm. You listen to a concert, because before that, I still remember during the Cultural Revolution, a lot of people, like you said, a lot of people will go for some friends home. Like they still have some old record at home, they have to close the window and listen carefully. And at home, of course, today we feel this is very, weird and it's very strange. But that time it's really, people like that. People are very careful with that. Not particularly that can bring some troubles, but people are very careful.
Thank you.
And you studied at the Shanghai Conservatory.
Yes.
And then you decided perhaps to pursue your education outside of China.
Yep. We belong to a very interesting generation. I always talk about, I'm very proud of my generation. I say we were born in the 60s. And we grew up actually during the Cultural Revolution between 60s to 70s. And we also belong to the first generation went abroad. And I also belong to the very few people, I mean, after our education, we came back to China and to build up our own career in China. So today, of course, people ask, wow, I mean, why you were so wise, I mean, to go back to China? Actually, and it's very important after your study, I want to bring something back for the people. I mean, you can really help them. I mean, offer them that what you learned, I mean, from outside. And I think can help the community and also, I mean, the country to develop the classical music life in China. So that's the only thing, a very simple reason. By my time, I mean, after the graduation, I stayed in Europe for 8 years. I mean, after my graduation, I worked 3 years as a guest conductor in France, in Switzerland, in Czech, Germany, in everywhere. But finally, I decided to go back because I really think I learned so many things, and I try to want to do some things. And today, if I look back, I'm very happy I made this decision because I did establish a lot of things in China and helped the classical music developed in China.
Hmm. If it wasn't a very difficult decision for you to make to go back to China, your work there must be difficult because you are doing so much yourself.
Well, such a city like Beijing as the cultural center of China, it's need a music festival there because music is such important life, you know, for everybody. Beijing Music Festival. So I just went back to establish the festival. Two years later, I helped to establish the China Philharmonic Orchestra, and I worked both organizations until today. And the Guangzhou, I took over in 2003. And the Shanghai, I took over the baton in 2009. Shanghai is my hometown. I was born in Shanghai and grew up in Shanghai. And it's very interesting. I left Shanghai when I was in age 22. I went abroad to Germany. And when I came back, I didn't come back to Shanghai. I came back to Beijing. And I worked quite a long time in Beijing and everywhere, just not in Shanghai. When I'm back to Shanghai, I'm already in age 44. So, 22 years in Shanghai, and another 22 years, in Europe and outside of Shanghai. So I'm very happy to back to my hometown, become music director. So it's very important.
Hmm. How would you describe your conducting style?
I don't know. I mean, how to answer this question? I just be myself. I mean, just naturally, be myself. I think As a conductor, I mean, if I could make music, I feel comfortably for myself, for the musician, for the audience. I think that's it. I mean, I don't particularly think I have a special style, I mean, or something like that. Frankly speaking, I don't have anything to describe my style.
Hmm. What specific pieces do you particularly like to conduct?
You know, my education background, of course, most German pieces is really very, I mean, in my blood to doing that. And I particularly, I mean, I think I like to do Beethoven and Richard Strauss and Mahler very much. And, you know, this, and especially, I mean, of course, I mean, these years, I like to do some pieces really linked with China. I start everything's like with Mahler, Das Lied von Erden. Everybody knows this piece. I mean, Mahler composed based on the Chinese poem. Because, I mean, if you translate it now back, nobody knows where this poem comes from. And until, I mean, a few years earlier, that's some Chinese professors from Beijing University, they described it. I mean, they found, I mean, what is what from the Dong Dynasty, I mean, a few poems for Mahler, these six pieces of Das Lied von Erden.
So he used Chinese poetry.
Poetry, for that. So, I mean, very interesting. So, of course, this is very interesting to study this background. And I start to commission a lot of Chinese composers to do some contemporary music. And the first piece I commissioned is I commissioned a Chinese composer to redo the Das Lied von Erden again. Mahler, some six pieces, it sounds like oil painting, but the Chinese composer's six pieces are like a beautiful, I mean, water painting. It's same poem, but I mean, from different kind of vision.
Thank you.
And then I continued through my organization and myself to commission a lot of young Chinese composers, and not only young composers, also, I mean, some composers in the States now and in France, I'm commissioned, I mean, and in past, I'm like eight years, I commissioned a lot, I mean, Chinese composers, their works, I mean, for, and because I believe, I mean, you know, we have a big break during the Cultural Revolution. We didn't develop very much about this kind of, I mean, like composition work.
Well, I'm speaking with Long Yu, who is clearly making music happen wherever he goes, both at home in China and here in New York with the New York Philharmonic and around the world with musical commissions. And have you ever had the chance to conduct your grandfather's music?
Oh, yeah. I just in last November, I made his memorial concert for his 100th birthday. Of course, he already passed away, but, I mean, with the Shanghai Symphony Orchestra. He had a beautiful symphonic piece, and he only made one big symphony, and which is before Cultural Revolution, he made this symphony piece. It's still a very historic piece of China, so I'm very proud to make it. And I made his piano concerto, which is after 30 years. I mean, for in China. I mean, very interesting. I mean, this time, one piece before Cultural Revolution, one piece just after the Cultural Revolution, but didn't, I mean, have the, any chance to perform it, I mean, so to show the audience. So we made this for his 100th anniversary, I mean, concert. I made these two pieces happen.
Are there any particular musicians that you enjoy working with?
I think I enjoy working with a lot of people. I mean, I have a lot of friends in this world. I mean, as musicians, you know. But I mean, if I have the chosen one, I'm just talking. Obviously, it's Long Long, because I mean, it's very very proud. I mean, to living with Long Long in the same time. I mean, it's great. I mean, to enjoy and play with him together. But Long Long is a person. I mean, and his character, his personality, and his musicianship. You feel, I mean, every time you feel such pleasure to working with him. I enjoy our friendship very much, and the way to make music together very much.
Glad that WQXR listeners got to hear you performing with Long Long, directing the New York Philharmonic in his performance of a Liszt piano concerto, which we broadcast this past Tuesday. I'm David Garland. You're listening to WQXR during our China in New York festival, and I'm speaking with Long Yu, conductor, with a grand career in China and an international one as well that has just recently brought him to New York for the concert I just mentioned. Is New York a place you like to be?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. This city, I mean, first time I still remember when I first time came here was in 1994. I still remember in the late afternoon from JFK, I mean, the car drove me in, I mean, over the Queens Bridge. The driver just made the Rachmaninoff, I mean, the Paganini Rhapsody in the radio. I mean, just,
oh, really?
Just
really. Maybe WQXR?
Maybe, yes, you're right. And when this car coming to see the Manhattan, all the buildings, so high buildings, that was this. I'll never forget this kind of impression. I mean, by that, the first time coming, wow, this coming to the city of New York. And this is very, very. And by the way, I'm married in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, the reason I came here, I mean, that time I came to see him. See my wife that time my girlfriend. I mean, so I came to see her, so I mean just so, she picked me up in the airport. I'm driving in New York City. I'm this impression I'll never forget. And then I mean a couple months later we married in New York. So and then of course later we moved back
to China.
So moved back and the first stop we moved back to Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. So I mean so I was in Europe, she was in the States. So we both moved to Hong Kong as the middle the point. But you know I mean New York City. I mean also for me it's. It means a lot.
A lot of special things have happened to you here. All right. Well, I'm glad you visited us again, and I hope you come back. Long Yu, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this evening on WQXR as we celebrate the Year of the Dragon during our week-long China in New York Festival. See our festival schedule at WQXR.org.